Well, that young Aussie 11 did the right thing by the Elite 11 for Australia. They kept the Indians out there in the field and bowling and bowling and bowling. In fact, at the SCG, they had to bowl 151 overs. So even if you're bowling within yourself, that's still a lot of bloody overs. Jeff Lawson joins us on the line. G'day, Henry.
Good morning, Terrence. Good morning, Lawrence.
Yeah, well, I guess in the old days, states used to play their strong teams against touring sides, and you'd hope for exactly that sort of thing. You beat them up leading up to the Test match.
Yeah, that used to be the theory, was put your best side on the field and try to beat them and give them competition and make them work hard. That's gone by the wayside to a degree. You know, Australian sides have decided, Australian authorities have decided that they'll put out young teams. And there was a round of Sheffield Shield last week as well. So
correct.
Don't forget that. Because the other countries, particularly India and Sri Lanka, put out minor sides for Australia's practice game. So there was a bit of a revenge factor in that.
Right.
But the revenge factor was pretty good here with, as you say, a young CA11 making 1,000.
Do you know much about that young, I think his name was Aaron Hardy? He scored 86 runs and four wickets.
I've been out to second 11 games this year, Futures League matches.
Yep.
And I've seen him a couple of times playing against the New South Wales Metropolitan Futures and also against the ACT Country Futures. And I had him marked down as a cricketer of note. Genuine all-rounder.
Yep.
Bowls very steady medium pace, a bit quicker than medium pace, knows where the ball's going and a top-order player. So, yeah, he is one to watch. So
he got Kohli out this time and he got Root out last time.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, he reminds me of when he bowls, a bit like David Kohli in the old days. A good solid medium pace. The old backup bowler, not an opening bowler, but certainly a very good support bowler. But yeah, good young cricketer.
Well, the Test match is on Thursday, Henry. Who misses out, Hanscom or Head?
I'd play both of them.
Both, right up, there you go.
Because I just wouldn't have Mitchell Marsh in my lineup. I keep looking at those numbers and trying to figure a way how he should be playing Test cricket, and you know, average 26 with a bat, ball. Recently, he's hardly taken a wicket in his last. I think he's got one wicket in his last seven bowling innings.
Wow!
And he's hardly bowling overs at all. So I just can't find out how he can be playing Test cricket. So I want a specialist batsman. We know batting is the weakness of this Australian side. I want a specialist batsman in there. So, you know, I've got Hanscom and Head both in the side.
What if I said you could have Stoinis instead of Marsh?
Well, yeah, you're also reading my columns, TK, which is terrific. It's good to know you actually look up that stuff. I've advocated that Stoinis be the all-rounder in that side.
He was in my side weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, he's actually bowling very well. He's getting wickets in first-class cricket and for Australia in white ball cricket. So he's doing lots of bowling very well, and not being brilliant with the bat, but being good enough with the bat, you know, showing that he can play red ball cricket as well as white ball. So, and he's a player of the future. So I reckon that this is the opportunity to give someone like that a go. So he could be your batting all-rounder, which is what Marsh...
He's a former opener.
He could be at six and do that.
Yeah. How big a blow is it for India, talking about player of the future, with this Privy Shaw being ruled out of the first Test match?
Oh, yeah, well, he's a young genius, Privy Shaw. They would have liked to see how he goes on the hard Australian wickets. They're not going to get that opportunity, but they've got a decent batting lineup still. But, yeah, it's a disappointment rather than a blow, I think, for them.
Yeah. The curator from Adelaide, mate, he said he's preparing the pitch exactly the same way he prepared it for the day-nighters that were seen, which means to protect the ball, he left more grass on the Adelaide pitch, and it was a really good... they were good Test match pitches. There's no doubt about that. India wouldn't like that so much.
No, well, India didn't want to play the day-night game.
Yeah.
They gave a lot of interesting reasons. One being, we've never played a day-night Test match. We're not going to play this one.
Yeah.
Which gets you into sort of those infinity loops where you're never going to play a day-night Test match. But my major fear was that the pink ball on the pitch, as you suggested, like leave more grass so the pink ball doesn't scratch up. lose its colour, etc., and therefore it's a bit more bowler friendly. Mm. Oh, well, fantastic. That's what we want in Test matches. We want to see 40 wickets fall.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right, TK. We've had some terrific day-night pink ball Test matches at Adelaide Oval. It's been a highlight of the last few summers. But India didn't want it. They didn't even want to start their series at Brisbane or Perth to play those pitches with that extra bounce. So that's why the first Test at Adelaide. And interesting to note, the curator has said that because it just leaves that grass another 2 mils longer, and you know, the ball just stays shiny. It swings a bit longer, seams a bit more, and brings the bowlers back in the game. And guess what Australia's strength is?
Bowling. Yeah,
bowling.
Henry, you're the sole selector, all right? You're in charge of the team.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Yeah,
When you're picking your team, how much influence do you think about Ashwin and his effect against left-handers? When you're selecting the team, are you looking at how many left and right-handers you have in your top six, or that doesn't play a role?
You would look at if you had, say, right and left-handers who you thought were about equal.
Yep.
And you definitely look at that number. Now, Ashwin's numbers are slightly better against left-handers. He's got 336 wickets, so he gets a lot of people out. And, of course, off-spinners spin it away from lefties, so they get a few more out. Mind you, he's not a standard off-spinner. You know, he's got his carom ball, and he bowls the one that leaves the right-hander as well. So the difference between his right and left-handed bowling figures aren't as great as it is for normal off-spinners. But, Loz, if you had a borderline selection between two players, you would certainly look at that. But in this case, I just want the best player available. And to me, you know, Head, that's another left-hander in there. But I'd even do something slightly interesting by trying to keep a right and left-hander at the crease all the time. So yep. if you open up with Harris and Finch, okay, right, left, and then definitely Khawaja three, that's not a problem. But after that, I'd have Marsh, Sean, who is on the precipice of being dropped as well, and Hans can both pad it up. So if a lefty got out, send in the lefty, right-hander, right-hander. So,
oh, right-hander, yeah,
You know, there's something that's done in white ball cricket a bit, but particularly 2020, but
yeah,
it could be time to try it here just to try and get that extra edge, I reckon.
So you've got Harris opening with Finch, Khawaja three. Mitch, Sean Marsh four, Hanscom five, Head six.
Yeah.
That's what you. Hey, Henry, just on that, more for me. Yeah, if you're a fast bowler, which you were a very, 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 very good one, right? Do you want that all-rounder there because they can relieve you, or do you just think, suck it up, we've got to get through? Quite clearly that's what we're doing, aren't we, in Australia?
Yeah, well, I hardly ever played a Test match where we had
an all-rounder.
A general all-rounder.
Yeah.
I played a lot of Shield cricket where we had all-rounders, like Greg Matthews had spin bowling all-rounders, and Steve Waugh would bowl his overs. So there was other bowlers.
Mark could bowl.
But you would just pick four specialist bowlers for a Test match. That's it.
Yep.
And those four had to bowl usually three quicks and a spinner.
Yep.
And they're the ones that had to do the job, pure and simple. This need for an all-rounder, that's a thing of the last, 10, 15 years, really.
Yeah.
And it just depends what staff you've got available. New England are so lucky at the moment. You know, they've got Stokes batting in the top six. They've got Moen Alec in bat there if he has to. It does make your job of bowling easier, no doubt about that, but you know, it used to be four specialist bowlers and away you go, boys.
Yeah, that's what I think Australia should be looking at, is six batsmen, as you quite rightly point out, Henry. That our weakness is our batting, so we need our best six batsmen.
Even with Warner and Smith when they were available, it was still a weakness for us. Thank you, Henry. We look forward to Thursday.
Yeah, it should be good. Really looking forward to the series.
Aussie slight favourites at tab.com.au 230 up against India 240.